Vermont's property tax system is dependent on strangers walking into your house. The only way for your town to know the true value of your home and to see if you put in a skylight or added a bathroom is by doing an appraisal. But in a pandemic, home inspections have become much more complicated. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports.
Dummerston's last townwide appraisal was done about 10 years ago, and it went pretty well. More than 90% of the homeowners allowed inspectors into their house.
But we were, our entire history, our town was, come on in. Now that was not a COVID time, but you see what I'm saying? It was more, we're a little welcoming town.
That's Dummerston Select Board member Terry Chapman at a recent meeting when the board was getting an update from the company hired to do a new appraisal. Dummerston is paying the New England Municipal Resource Center more than $90,000 to inspect all of the houses in town and come up with updated property values. Every town in Vermont has to update its grand list every 10 years or so because the state relies on property taxes to fund schools and local government. Dummerston's contract with the appraisers was signed last year, before COVID, when opening a door and letting in a stranger wasn't considered a health hazard. The town expected that the appraisers would be going into homes, but senior appraiser Ed Clodfelter told the board that in these days, it's not going to happen.
I can tell you, I think the days of doing interior inspections are coming to an end in Vermont. I think I'm following things around the country, and it's the same thing everywhere.
Clodfelter said the company doesn't want appraisers walking into homes. And there's a good chance that most of the people in Dummerston feel the same way. So Clodfelter was trying to convince the board that his staff could get enough information from just doing outside inspections. The board was skeptical, and Dummerston Board of Civil Authority member Paul Normando wasn't buying it.
When all they're doing is looking at square footage and their construction manuals, that right away, the process is flawed.
And Dummerston isn't the only town that's trying to finish an appraisal in the middle of a global pandemic. Jill Remick is with the tax department and said about 20 towns are in the same boat. Ludlow just finished its home visits, and the town stopped going inside when COVID hit. And Wilmington and Waterford are now figuring out their strategies of carrying out an appraisal. Remick says the towns have to figure out a way to protect everyone's safety and health while coming up with accurate property values.
Yeah, I mean, I would say everything related to COVID is not ideal, but I think given the circumstances, I think they're doing the best that they can, and I don't think that there's really any alternative to using what they've got.
Remick says there's a lot riding on maintaining accurate property values on the grand list. If values are off, some people pay too much while others too little, and towns can pay penalties on their school tax bill when the numbers are outdated. When those numbers get so far out of whack on a townwide basis, then the state can order an appraisal. And as COVID refugees snap up Vermont properties to escape the more crowded urban and suburban communities to the south, Remick says it will be a challenge to maintain accurate home values.
You know, you read a lot about folks from out of state buying property here. Is that really coming to fruition? Is that concentrated in certain areas? So I think it's worth, you know, keeping an eye on in the next 6 months or so, seeing what happens to Vermont property values.
Back in Dummerston, the board is considering calling off the appraisal. The appraisers have already started their work, and so the board thinks the whole study will be skewed if the appraisers can't do inside inspections. Here's Select Board member Terry Chapman sparring with the company rep at the end of his presentation.
What we're really looking for is the most equitable, so that we don't have one house that are paying more taxes than needed. We're looking to make sure that all our town residents are on at least as close to a level playing field with their taxes as possible.
I mean,
it's
going
to be 100%.
It will not. And that's why my whole point is it's going to be less and less as time goes by. We're going to 90% of places if people let us go in. I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't think it's going to happen.
The Dummerston Select Board is now trying to convince the appraisal company to delay its work until they can once again go inside. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.